It is The Briefing, Neil Atkinson with Phil Blundell and Mo Stewart, to get stuck into matters pertaining to the Euros to an extent. But the good news is that they got the fixtures out today. So the fixtures for the Premier League season were launched today. In a sense, it feels too soon. It feels too soon to be excited about Brighton away in May of 2025. But you've got to be able to live a little around these things. And it was, as ever, one of the first ones I looked out for was what's happening with Brighton and what's happening
just
with Bournemouth.
Just on this, though, we can't be too careful, because the last time we didn't have Brighton in the middle of winter, there was a global pandemic to stop us. So let's celebrate it being in May when we actually get there.
That's a fair point, Phil. It's an excellent point.
Always checking the back door.
Yeah, no, it's you've got to keep your eye on that. I've got Phil Blundell, I've got Mo Stewart to work through it, and we'll start off, Mo, with the obvious cliche thing, but I love the first 5-6 because it was what I wanted. You're never going to have, now that there's certainly, I'd argue there's a top 8. You're never going to have a run of 6-7 games in this league now where you don't have one that at least looks difficult on paper in the first place. I wanted the first difficult one to be either of the two Manchester sides away, because our record there is not tremendous. So what that means is it's not quite a free hit. You never want to get beat at Old Trafford. You want to win at Old Trafford. But I love how those fixtures are broken down.
Me too. I think it gives you a real chance to see, kind of build some momentum. If you say, obviously, the first game away at Ipswich is going to be a tough one. It's going to be lots of eyes on us. But if you weather that storm, get 3 points, it helps you. Then the first game at home, get a second 3 points. And then you're really kind of flying on the way to Old Trafford. As you say, I mean, Jurgen Klopp, I think he won twice there. And like 11 tries. So if you're on the slot, it's a really quick and easy way to say, oh, well, I've done something the club didn't really do that often, and suddenly everything looks a lot rosier. Probably the only caveat I'll give to that is it does look rather similar to our start 2 seasons ago, which did not go well. We had 2 draws, and then we went into Old Trafford a little bit on the back foot, lost there, and suddenly we got 1 point out of 9, and everyone's looking around. I'd rather that didn't happen again. But then the flip side of that is we've then got 2 easier home games straight after Old Trafford. So even in the world of a bad result, as you say, I think you can kind of, by the time you get to that end of September point, we can all take a big breath and be like, we'd look at where we are.